Amen. Well, Lord, we just love you. Thank you for your, Lord, your word, your truth. You just lift any veil that still lies over us, Lord. We know it was lifted in Christ, Lord, but I pray for all of us, Lord, that we would see the glory of you in Christ. Will you just continue to give us revelation, encounter, Lord, with you. Pray that for everyone today. In Jesus' name, amen. I've been kind of thinking of this truth or concept, and just reading in the Old Testament today, and Isaiah is just so cool. So much cool stuff he saw and got to be in a partnership with the Holy Spirit, looking toward a glorified, not just Jerusalem, but his people, us. One thing it talks about, I was reading this, read this a few times over the last several weeks, and out of Isaiah 59, where God's bringing salvation, you know, where he rises up and his own arm brought salvation to him. And said he put on righteousness like a breastplate. Some of this stuff reminds you of Ephesians chapter 6 and a helmet of salvation on his head. He just put on these garments of vengeance for clothing, wrapped himself with zeal as a mantle, a zeal for his people. And it goes on, he came against the enemy like this rushing stream. Then he goes on, as for me, my spirit is upon you, and my just all these cool things. And then he goes on into chapter 60 where he's talking about us, this prophetic thing about arise and shine when we become light. We become light in the Lord when his glory is now in us and on us. And he calls us that. But one of these things the Lord was just kind of, I was just kind of talking to him about. In a few places here, it'll tell us that where the Lord has glorified us. Behold, you'll call it, this is Isaiah 55. For the Lord has glorified you. And that word glorify is the word that he has beautified us. And he uses this kind of as a type or a word picture or whatever you want to call it, analogy. But also in reality where we're adorned and we're and beautified with glory. As a bridegroom would adorn his bride. It talks about that in Revelation. That we in Christ have been glorified and beautified and actually clothed with Christ. Paul talks about that in Galatians. That anyone who belongs to Christ Jesus, you have clothed yourself with Christ. You have put on him like Christ, like as a garment. There's several places in the Old Testament when he's given reference to that, just to give us some understanding. That was in Isaiah 55. This was in 60. The coastlands will wait for me to bring his sons from afar, their silver and gold. And it says, the name of the Lord your God and for the Holy One of Israel, because he has glorified you. This is talking about what we will become. Remember, everything in the Old Testament points to the cross, and everything in the New Testament points back to everything you just centered there. So he has beautified us there, and that's in verse 9 of 60. And then over in 61, the scripture Deacon Brett was reading in the New Testament, when he's talking about Isaiah 61, the Spirit of God is upon me, and he's anointed me. And all these things he tells us that he'll do, grant those who mourn in Zion, giving them a garland instead of ashes. Everything here is something you clothe yourself with, right? A garland, crown, crowning you, this oil that you put on, you know, oil of gladness. Adorn yourself with this oil. It's mantle of praise where you have this thing you're putting on it. And they'll be called oaks of the Lord because that he may be glorified. So it's just kind of a picture of God adorning us with everything that he did when he said it is finished. All the clothing, and even gives us, you know, talks about that a lot. And another place in 61:10, I'll rejoice greatly in the Lord. My soul will exalt in God, for he has clothed me with garments of salvation. He's wrapped me with a robe of righteousness, which is his righteousness. As a bridegroom adorns himself with a garland, and as a bride adorns herself with jewels. So even giving a picture of a bridegroom and a bride just getting ready for a wedding, just all the clothes they wear. Again, just over and over again, when it talks about that God has clothed us, he has glorified us. I was just kind of asking the Lord to kind of help tie that into me, because when you think of our identity, we hear that a lot, you know, of our identity in Christ and how God sees us in Christ. That's just another great way of the Lord just giving us a picture. You've heard me say this a lot of times. Just about everything the Lord speaks to me is always in word or picture form, mainly in picture form, like a painting or a picture, because it helps me understand it. And so in my identity, when he looks at me, he does look at a person who's been beautified, who's been clothed with beauty to the Lord. So when you think of, we're just so caught up, especially in our culture nowadays, just in looks. I would still get aggravated when, you know, watching TV or movies or whatever, because now it doesn't matter if you can just act. You got to look the part. Everybody is looks the same. You know, you got to be cut. You know, if you're a guy, you're gonna take your shirt off in whatever you're starring in. You could be a preacher. You're gonna rip your shirt off because it's bad. It's the look, right? You got to have that. Like years ago, I loved the old police shows from the 70s. You know, Columbo and Rockford Files and all those Barnaby Jones, because you got old, short, fat, bald. Can't, you know, and they were just good actors, but they were just people, right? But when I think of that, about when God, what he sees with us, and we're just clothed, we're just beautiful to him. He just adorned us, not just so that would be our identity, but that would be our life. Like when he wraps us with garments of salvation, the helmet of, you know, when he clothes us with the helmet of salvation, everything that... It's funny that the helmet of salvation, because everything we deal with is between the two ears, right? That we've been clothed with that. I mean, we've been literally have the mind of Christ, like been put on us. Even when I battle, see, if I just thought, okay, this is my identity, but no, that's who I am. This is my life. This is how I, and when I walked in, that song was playing, you know, this is how I fight my battle. That's how you fight your battle. You fight your battle surrounded by him because he has clothed you with garments of salvation already. So we always hear that. We always start from a place of victory. Well, that's good. You know, that helps me remember, you know, since I was a historian, we study battles and stuff like that. High ground is where you want to get, because when you, from the high ground, you got the advantage. So we always talk about that, the high ground victory. That's where we start from. But even if you want to look at it in a different way like this, maybe that the Lord can speak to you even better. When you think that you are completely adorned and clothed with him, you know, that's when we wear these like white robes. Why do you wear those things? You know, because it's, everything is as a picture of heaven, of the kingdom of heaven around us. So when Brad or myself, I can't wear them because of my neck, but it's a great picture of that person's clothed in Christ. He's pure white. He's spotless. There's no stain there. There's no blemish. There's, and so as I walk this thing out with Christ in my life, not only is he speaking to me all the time about who I really am, and if I can say anything other than to you, Lord, I'm beautiful, then it's not true. If I think of myself in the other way, other than that, it's false, because that's now who I am, how he sees me. It's just that God doesn't just tolerate us, because I used to think that, well, he sees me in Christ. He doesn't really see me. He sees Christ. No, he sees me in Christ, right? Because I was worth it. And so when he sees me, I'm just now adorned as, it's hard for guys us to talk like that about being a bride of Christ, right? Or the body of Christ, being a bride of Christ, because that's, I'm so, I mean, like sissy or something. But as the body of Christ, we are that. So it just helped me. I was just thinking about today, just walking through stuff. And so just thinking about when you walk, when you're actually physically walking, trying to picture what that looks like. All the stuff he talks about that he has adorned us with. What does it look like being clothed with Christ? It must look pretty cool, pretty good. Because if God sees that as clothed with Christ, then so does the enemy. That's the reason scripture says he's always trying to thrust us, it says, from our high position. Just lying to us about that. So as we're getting, I just really think, and I say this all the time, into a time of really coming into a greater revelation of that. I noticed something a while back. I thought this was really talking to some people about this kind of stuff. And it's almost like this, there's this haze or this fog that's just kind of there. Almost all on the us, when I say us, all the body of Christ, that for years have just been trying to blind us to who we are, our identity. I think the number one thing. And to see that kind of lift off of people, and to see them kind of get a revelation of that is amazing. And I can only pass that on to y'all or whatever, anybody, as I'm getting it, because it's just an amazing thing about, and I'll end with this. The armor of God is a person. And if you look at the armor of God as a person, and it's not something that you have to put on or take off all the time, right? Because if you're clothed with Christ, you're clothed with Christ at all time, right? I'm not clothed with Christ except for my feet, or the belt of Christ, but I don't have the coat of Christ, right? I'm clothed completely, fully, all the time in Him. But I'm trying to learn, as walking in, is learning how to walk in these new clothes, learning how to walk in this in my union with Christ. But it helped me and just tremendously in my walk with Him when I saw that the armor of God wasn't a thing, it was a person. And that I'm walking around all the time. You may think of the enemy shooting arrows at you or whatever, but it's not going to be able to really penetrate the presence of Christ, is it? And the helmet or truth. You know, when Scripture talks about what holds us up is truth. Now, when I'm walking in truth, when it's, you know, I'm doing battle and I'm just walking in that reality, of that I'm clothed with Christ, you'll get steps of victory. Because then you're not battling about how bad you are or how much you failed in this area or you're getting beat up with all that kind of stuff. You just immediately come into, whoa, wait a minute, I'm clothed with you. There's nothing that He can do to me. I'm free. So I just think that that's it's like the Lord is, it's hard to put words to what you think sometimes when, you know, the Lord is doing something or speaking to you or moving. But if you just simply ask Him to take that truth and make it revelatory to you. You hear me say that all the time, that things come by the Christian life by way of revelation. When the eyes of our hearts are open and we're like, yeah, we see it. I see it. So right now I'm just looking at a group of people who are clothed and adorned and beautified in glory. All that word means, the beauty, glory with Christ, adorned with jewels, whatever you know, like the wealthiest king of the universe would adorn someone. That's who you are. That's who I am. That's how we live life, and that's how we walk. As a victorious warrior, as in His righteousness and in everything that He is and everything that He won for us right now. And that is exactly how He sees you. You're altogether beautiful, as Song of Solomon chapter 4, verse 7. You're altogether beautiful, and there's no blemish in you. Truth. Amen.